monitoring backflush / inventory transactions and closing manufacturing orders. As manufacturing orders are completed and put in inventory or shipped to customers, and as service work orders are completed, the orders are monitored for their status against the plan, including whether quantity and due date promises were kept. The order is kept open as needed if the order was only partially completed, and the quantity filled / remaining quantity needed is noted. Any variances from quantity or due date promising are added to the metrics for the products and related processes. Once an order is complete, production activity control professionals formally close the manufacturing order to document its completion status in the system. This involves ensuring all quantities issued, received, and scrapped have been posted, labor and overhead have been properly charged, and all data for measuring variances is input to enable this analysis. A manufacturing order can only be completed if it has no open transactions, which includes any unposted backflush transactions or receipts. Therefore, an important management step at this point is to monitor backflush and inventory transactions to ensure they are correctly reported to cost accounting, reporting, and payment functional areas. This involves ensuring all WIP from the order is cleared from the WIP accounts and is accounted for as finished goods and/or scrap. Failure to close manufacturing orders will result in inaccurate WIP levels and can result in both capacity reporting and cost accumulation metrics becoming inaccurate. Monitoring inventory transactions for accuracy on an ongoing basis can extend to these types of checks: material issues versus receipts, scrap and rework levels versus standard levels, byproducts and co-product quantities versus standard levels. After all backflushing or other inventory transactions are accounted for, system inventory levels versus levels counted using cycle counting or spot counting. Backflushing is used in lean manufacturing and systems that use some lean concepts. Backflushing accounts for raw materials and components that should have been used to transform the product per its bill of materials, assuming a standard routing. Manual processes are required if the routing is customized. Since this process requires a high degree of data integrity, it is important that production activity control managers spot check the results of these systems to detect errors or red flags. For example, inventory of a particular raw material reaches zero unexpectedly and correct the related bills of material as quickly as possible. Backflushing will occur at specific deduct points. A deduct point is the point where the backflushing occurs, and it may occur earlier than at the finished goods stage, such as occurring at the component or module stage. Often a system will use deduct points to enable continuing to use MRP-based planning below a given level of detail, and a common system improvement is to further advance into lean to the point where fewer deduct points are needed. This can further reduce the amount of production reporting that is needed. Production activity control managers can help review the need for these points.